Once upon a time, there was a wolf. Every day, this wolf would make his way down to the meadow in search of berries and nuts and sweet grasses to eat. For this wolf happened to be a vegetarian, and so he was absolutely no threat to anyone. Every day, on his way to the meadow, the wolf would pass a cottage that was surrounded by a tall fence. Just inside was a large tree with long branches that spread out beyond the fence, casting a nice, cool shadow against the hot summer sun, making it a great place to stop and rest and digest all those tasty nuts and berries. Even better, a songbird lived at the top of the tree and would sing beautiful songs all afternoon. Inside that fence was a cottage, and in the cottage, there lived a cat. A duck. A grandfather. And a boy named Peter. Now, Peter wasn't your typical young boy who played in the yard, did his chores, and whittled toy soldiers out of wood with his pocket knife. Peter was one of those boys who, well, you know the type. He pulled the wings off of flies, set ants on fire with his magnifying glass, and every so often, he would borrow Grandfather's razor and shave the cat. Peter's grandfather took no notice of any of this as long as Peter left the duck alone. The duck, you see, his grandfather's favorite pet. This, of course, made Peter very jealous, especially since Grandfather would go out hunting every day with his friends. And he would always lock Peter inside the tall fence with strict orders not to leave the yard, lest he get attacked and eaten by a wolf. Day after day, Peter got more and more angry at being locked in the yard on those sunny summer days, while the cat would climb the fence and scamper away to hunt for field mice and roll in the catnip. Even the duck could fly over the fence and down to the lake to paddle around and feast on fish all afternoon. Peter could do was to sit on the tree limb and look across the flowery meadow at the cool blue lake with the other boys swimming and laughing and sailing their toy boats. It's no fun being stuck up here and bullying a cat when I could be down there bullying all of them, said Peter to himself. I need a plan to get out of here. Peter had already noticed that every afternoon, a certain wolf would come from the meadow and lie down under the branch Peter was sitting on and take a long nap in the cool shade while a bird chirped away high up in the same tree. Suddenly, Peter got an idea that would both get rid of the duck and make Grandfather see that he could surely handle any mean old wolf.
The next day, after Grandfather had once again gone hunting, Peter cornered Grandfather's pet duck, killed it,
then plucked out all its feathers. Finally, he dug a hole and buried the duck. Peter then gathered up all the feathers and stuffed them into his pocket, grabbed a length of rope and a jar of molasses from the pantry. Up the tree climbed Peter, and he crawled out onto the limb, directly over the spot where the wolf would come to rest every afternoon. High up in the tree, the songbird watched intently, wondering what was going on, as Peter poured the sweet molasses onto the ground, right where the wolf would always nap. Shortly, out of the meadow came the wolf. As he approached, he smelled this new and wonderful sweet, sweet aroma. Cautiously, he tasted the molasses and soon started lapping it all up, managing to get the sweet and sticky substance all over his lips, his whiskers, his nose, and his snout. As the wolf devoured the molasses, Peter tied a slip knot at one end of the rope and started to lower the loop toward the wolf's tail. Finally, Peter snagged the wolf's tail and pulled him up just off the ground. The wolf dangled helplessly and thrashed around wildly trying to get free. Peter quickly threw the feathers all over the poor wolf, and they stuck fast to the wolf's mouth and face. The wolf began to thrash even more wildly and snarl at the boy who was doing this to him for no apparent reason. Appeared with his shotgun-toting friends. Look, shouted Peter, look, the wolf ate your pet duck, and I've caught him. Now shoot him quick. So Grandfather and his friends opened fire. Poor wolf was dead, and Peter was cheered as a hero. Yes, Peter had gotten away with it. And so the next day, while Grandfather was again out hunting and the gate finally unlocked, Peter scampered down to the lake, wearing his new wolf tail cap to play with the other boys. The tale you grew up with is in no way true. Peter wasn't a hero. The victims were the wolf and the poor duck, too. So where did this version come from? A little birdie told it to me. And now I've told it to you.